From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The 2015 Nobel Peace Prize has been awarded to the Tunisian National Dialogue Quartet for its decisive contribution to the building of a pluralistic democracy in Tunisia in the wake of the Jasmine Revolution of 2011. VOA's Luis Ramirez reports from London.
The announcement came from Kasi Kulman-Fiva, head of the Nobel Committee.
The Nobel Peace Prize for 2015 is to be awarded to the Tunisian National Dialogue Quartet for its decisive contribution to the building of a pluralistic democracy in Tunisia.
The quartet is made up of labor unions as well as the Tunisian Human Rights League and the Tunisian Order of Lawyers. Tunisia was the site of the first popular uprisings in 2011, known as the Arab Spring. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, London.
A senior Iranian Revolutionary Guards commander has been killed in Syria, according to Tehran officials. General Hossein Hamadani was killed by IS fighters earlier in the week while advising Syrian troops in Aleppo. Meantime, U.S. officials say four Russian cruise missiles crashed in Iran, falling short of targets in Syria. The Russian Defense Ministry denies any missiles went off course and says all missiles fired from the Caspian Sea found their targets. NATO General Jens Stoltenberg encouraged Russia to go after Islamic State militants with its strikes.
I call on Russia to play a constructive role in the fight against ISIL. But Russian actions and the support to the regime are not helpful.
The French defense minister today slammed the Russian effort further, claiming 80-90% of Moscow's recent airstrikes have not targeted the IS group, but instead hit rebel forces. This is VOA News. In Libya, still struggling with its leadership, now the UN envoy for that country, Bernardo Leon, has proposed a new unity government for the divided nation in what could be a key step toward ending 4 years of political turmoil. Under the plan, a member of the Tripoli-based parliament, Fayez Sarraj, is to be named prime minister. He would have three deputies and six ministers would make up a presidential council. The proposed unity government still faces significant hurdles, such as rival parliaments in Tripoli and the East that must approve the unity government. Warring militia groups on both sides must also agree. Rwanda's Supreme Court has cleared the way for President Paul Kagame to run for a third 7-year term when his current term expires in 2017. The court ruled Thursday that amending the Constitution to remove the current 2-term limit is legal as long as the process respects the law. Kagame is but the latest in a string of African presidents seeking to stay in power by eliminating or sidestepping constitutionally set term limits. German officials have taken steps to restore some of the reputation their car industry lost after a recent Volkswagen diesel emissions scandal. Authorities have searched Volkswagen headquarters and other locations to try to identify culprits in the creation of the software that helps vehicles manufactured by the company cheat on emissions tests. Meantime, a group of lawmakers in Washington held a hearing to get to the bottom of the cheating strategy. Zlatarytska Hoke reports.
This will have consequences for Russia.
Prosecutors in Brunswick said they have conducted extensive raids at Volkswagen's headquarters in Wolfsburg and other locations to find out who was involved in creating a device that enables diesel motors to show lower pollution levels during emission tests. The scandal broke last month when the illegal software was discovered in Volkswagen diesel cars in the United States, and the German carmaker subsequently acknowledged that 11 million vehicles worldwide were equipped with it. The company has suffered significant financial losses since the discovery and may have to pay huge reparations in the future. A U.S. congressional panel Thursday heard testimony from representatives of the Environmental Protection Agency who said that Volkswagen's devices enable diesel engines to get away with much higher levels of pollution than what is permitted by U.S. law. Volkswagen's top U.S. executive testified that management was not aware of the manipulation. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
The leading contender for the Speaker of the Republican-led U.S. House of Representatives has dropped out of the race. California Congressman Kevin McCarthy had been seeking to replace House Speaker John Boehner, but now says he is going to withdraw.
We should put this conference first. And I think there's something to be said for us to unite. We probably need a fresh face.
McCarthy's path to the Speaker's office was made more difficult when two other congressmen, Jason Chaffetz of Utah and Daniel Webster of Florida, announced candidacies. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.